And best of all, it satisfies like a relaxing smoke should. Millions in research have gone into making cigarettes one of the most potent addictions known to man. But VaporMate outsmarts real cigarettes, freeing you from harmful effects. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking, and coughing. Just the great flavor and smoking satisfaction of VaporMate anywhere, anytime. Claim your free VaporMate now. That's a $129 value for free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But hurry, this is a limited-time radio-only offer. Call 1-800-400-0092. Get the amazing details at 1-800-400-0092.
Celebrate President's Day with the freedom of choice at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you can take home name-brand, big-screen, smart LED TVs, washer and dryer pairs, even laptops and tablets. Your choice for one low price with no credit check. Hurry into Rent-A-Center now through February 22nd for the President's Day sale and get big brands for small payments with no credit check. Only at Rent-A-Center, where you're free to choose. Rental purchase lease transaction offer expires February 22nd, 2014. See store for details.
Walgreens makes grabbing gifts for your Valentine quick and easy with everything from Hallmark cards to Lindt Lindor truffles and even fresh flowers.
Oh man, I have a contribution for the segment today. I can actually provide some input. Most of what you hear, though, and most of what you learn about will come from Jose Hernandez, and he is brought to you by OREC and the seven locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Now, you can call and ask whatever you want to ask about the phones or TVs or computers or anything, tech, apps, whatever. You need to do this right now. Call 314-969-KTRS, which is 314-969-5877. Most of the lines come into that number. A couple trickle into this number. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Remember, he's brought to you by OREC. They're wonderful people. They have great products, including, of course, the great vacuum cleaner, but so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to just throw a couple of things out that might contribute to the tech segment.
Proceed.
I got a new computer over the weekend, and thank goodness my daughter was visiting. And if she had not been here, it would have been the world's worst nightmare. 9 hours to hook up a computer.
Oh.
But then it got into syncing songs and music and phones and whatever, and that's where we started to get into it. I want to say to the listeners, iTunes Match sounds good. You probably don't need it with the cloud. The other thing I want to mention is how great it is. And look, I'm never going to be that guy who's out there on the forefront and the first to discover. I'm kind of trailing behind. But to have a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse, it's fantastic. It's Bluetooth. It's great. Now, the other thing I want to mention to you was, for those of you who are Apple users, and there are lots of you, and you have an iPhone, you have an iPad, you have your music on it, and you've ever wanted to, on another computer, take the songs from your phone and put them in your computer, even though that's not the main computer that houses your library, you can do it through the cloud with the songs you've purchased from iTunes, but you can also do it with a free software called Snooty.
Snooty.
Piana, are you familiar with this?
No.
Jose, are you familiar with it?
No.
Snooty is iTunes spelled backwards.
Oh.
And you can download Snooty, and honest to goodness, it took all my songs from my phone into this secondary computer. They're all there. And we had tried it without it, and we lost 200 songs that had been downloaded from CDs. With Snooty, we took them right out of, the songs were still in my wife's phone, so we took from there into the computer, back into my phone. We saved all our songs. And one last thing. Everybody knows what earbuds are. For people who don't want full-size headphones, you wear earbuds. I have paid $60, $40, $80, even $100 for earbuds. For whatever reason, I was in Walgreens. And Walgreens had, at the checkout, brightly colored earbuds. The cord is bright orange or lime green. $5. And I thought, well, I'll get a pair of those just in case I'm somewhere and I don't have any earphones, any earbuds, and I want to listen to something waiting in an airport or whatever, doctor's office. So I brought them home and I plugged them in. Let me tell you something, folks. I went back and bought 4 pairs of these earbuds at $5 a piece. They are the best sounding, cleanest, clearest, brightest earbuds I have ever put in my ears. And I've had Klipsch is a real high-end manufacturer, $100 earbuds, not nearly as clean and clear as these. They're $5 at Walgreens. Wow. I bought 5 pairs of them. I will have them with me in Mexico. If one of our listeners going with us, of you 100 people, you get there and you go, well, I forgot my earbuds, come see me. I'll have some extra Walgreens. They're bright color. They're black, orange, lime yellow, lime green rather, yellow, and I think that 4 colors, $5. They are fantastic earbuds. So there you go. Sometimes you just spend money unnecessarily when something that's not expensive is just as good. That's my contribution. Do you two have anything before Jose speaks?
I don't.
Jose, it's all yours. I gave the phone numbers? Yeah, I did. Okay, call now, folks. Jose, what do you have?
Seems there's some more fallout from the Target Michaels Neiman Marcus credit card problems. Mm. Toward the end of the year, they estimated that 13.1 million people became victims of identity theft. They said it's up about 500,000 from 2012. They say at least 1 of every 3 people who is notified of being a potential fraud victim becomes one. And so that this year, 46% of the consumers who had credit cards breached are in fact becoming members of fraud. That noted, October 25th, the MasterCard and Visa have decided that they're getting rid of the swipe and sign credit cards that we currently carry. Mm-hmm. October 2015, you'll stop signing credit card receipts. Instead, you'll insert your card into a slot and enter a PIN, just like most of the people do around the world. Currently, America is home to about 1/4 of all credit card transactions on the planet, but we're also home to 1/2 of the world's credit card fraud.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I read an article this morning, and you tell me if you agree with this, Jose. It said most of these identity theft products you can buy, LifeLock and that stuff, they're a waste of money. And that they really can't stop it. They can alert you that it's happened and that you can do pretty much the same thing on your own.
Yeah. The LifeLock guy, the commercials, when he first started, the president of the company used to list his Social Security number in the commercial.
I remember this.
Yeah. He got hacked 86 times.
Yeah. That's hilarious. That's great.
The Flappy Birds. Frank, did you download that?
No, I have not. I haven't.
That's too bad because you're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Did you see how much money the guy was making on that app?
$50,000 a day.
Let me tell you, Peon and Dan, listen.
Yeah, I know.
We have to come up with an app. This guy was raking in $50,000 a day on this app, and that's just on ads on the game.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We've missed the boat here.
Yeah, he was overwhelmed by tweets and emails attacking him, his death threats. There was actually a company that offered to buy it from him, but he didn't sell it to him.
And what was the problem? Why were the death threats? What was that about?
Because the game, people were mad the game was too hard.
Oh, yeah. Come on, don't play it.
I know. It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
You had to get to level 40 to get the Platinum Award.
And if I'm pulling in $50,000 a day on it, screw you. Don't play my game. I'm going to keep it going.
He set the award level based on his skill the first time he played it. He went to 44, so he lowered it to 40 and said, if you want it, you can get it. There's going to be a protest tomorrow for the against the NSA surveillance. Unfortunately, they're not going to be rioting at the White House gates or marching on the National Mall. What's going to happen is there's about 4,500 websites that have signed up to display an embedded banner that will encourage people to call or email the members of Congress in support of the USA Freedom Act. The USA Freedom Act has been submitted to kind of put the reins and keep some control on the NSA folks.
This has nothing to do with high tech. This is low tech. But since you mentioned skill level on that birds thing, Jose, have you ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Now, see, I must really be stupid, because I know people can do
it. I've never done it.
I have never been able to. If you scramble a Rubik's Cube up and give it to me, you could leave me alone for a month. I couldn't figure it out.
No, my brain is not.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
Jose, but you have done it.
Yeah, the problem is it's spatial. It's like making the switch from a rotary phone to a touch tone phone. Because when you remember people's phone numbers, you the new touchtone people don't remember the number, they remember the pattern.
And it's essentially like a math equation.
It's pattern-based. If you see this
corner, that makes it sound easy.
Right. Yeah.
It's very easy. Math is easy.
Sorry.
Last but not least, the NYPD is trying out a couple pair of Google glasses. They're using them in addition to or instead of their dash cams to record what's going on when they arrest you.
You just gave me a great idea. You don't even know you did it.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to go to work on it when this show is over. I'm going to copyright this. And, folks, you can look for it coming soon. A cartoon character at first, then we're going to change it into animated movies, and then maybe real people. A guy who's wearing those very glasses, Mr. McGoogle. What do you think, Dan?
There you go. Yeah. I like that.
Mr. McGoogle.
And I saw online the first Google Glass porn has already been shot.
Yes.
And it will be coming out soon.
Yeah.
You know who'll have it first? Peon.
It's the same people that shot the first 4K porn.
And where do you, not that I care, where do you get that? Where do you get 4K porn?
It's just on the web.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Now, are there numbers on how many people have 4K TVs? Because I maintain not that many people have 3D TVs.
Not a lot of people have 3D. More 4K out. I know that the opening ceremonies were filmed by Panasonic in 4K for the Olympics. So there's more. There tends to be more and more content for 4K than there ever was for 3D. I think the ultimate problem with 3D was which glasses to get. Glasses, no glasses, active, they need a battery, passive, they're the polarized ones. And 3D content, whoever's making the movie makes you look at whatever they want you to see in 3D. And it isn't necessarily what I want to look at.
All right, Dan, is this a joke? I have one call from you.
Yeah, that's it right now.
It's going to be a quick segment.
All right, no, it's our phones again. We'll try it again. If you call through again, it'll reboot maybe. If not, we'll just kill it after one call. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. Do it now, right now. We'll talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. I'm AM in the PM.
Hello, Mike.
Hallelujah. Well, I guess if I'm the only caller, you got plenty of time.
We have all the time.
No, you're the only caller because we have a 45-year-old phone system. Go ahead.
GPS or telephone cell phone tracking software. You see these websites where you can put in a phone number and it tracks you or tracks your cell phone.
Yes.
Which ones would you recommend?
Why would you want to track a cell phone?
Well, we have a few people we want to kind of keep track of to see, you know, salespeople that says they're making calls, want to make sure they're making their calls.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't work for this guy.
Yeah. Do you give them company vehicles?
No.
I haven't really done a whole lot of research in the cell phone GPS tracking softwares. I do know that do you provide them the cell phone or is it their personal cell phone?
We provide them a cell phone.
Yeah, so then you should be able to put on there pretty much whatever you want. It's just on what seems to be the easiest interface for you. I know that you can contact any of the companies and have a trial version sent out to see if you like it. And then it's just a cost, it's initial cost to purchase the software, and then the management is a cost per month on them.
Well, I've seen some of these sites where supposedly it's free tracking. You put in the cell number, and it'll tell you, but they always want to know if you have the consent of the person being tracked and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be kind of important. And for cell phone tracking, you're going to get what you pay for.
AT&T has their techs. I guess they have a tracking device on their trucks, and they know exactly how long
they've
been there.
I don't blame them. Hey, Mike, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Just another suggestion for Mike. Yeah. If he's got salesmen he doesn't trust, maybe he needs new salesmen.
That could be, too. Joe, you're up next. Say hi to Jose.
Jose, this is Jose B. How you doing?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Hey, listen, my wife is, her birthday's coming up on Sunday. She's going to turn the big 5-0.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, she's looking at a tablet.
Yep.
She's looking at the tablet. Android, what do you think?
I like Android tablets. I have one myself.
Do you?
Actually, I have two.
One for each hand?
No, I bought a 10.1-inch, and then I bought one of the smaller ones first and then bought a bigger one later.
Let me give him an idea what 10.1 inches looks like.
Yeah, there you go. That looks, yeah.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah.
So I should go for the big one then. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, your wife needs to go for the big one.
Yeah. Tablet sizes are like flat screen televisions. I've never heard anybody say I got one that was too big.
True.
Do you have specific manufacturer? Or?
No, Android is Android. It depends on what features you've got. Some of them have USB capability, micro USB. Some of them have micro HDMI output. It's just basically what you're looking for. You put a SIM card in it for the amount of memory you want. So,
all right, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Joe. Hose B, as he wants to call himself. And Will, say hi to Jose.
Jose, AM into PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Will.
All right. Hey, I got a problem with my Toshiba laptop running Windows 7. When it starts to boot up to the home screen or Internet Explorer, I know you don't like using that, but I do use it. It pops up with a screen that talks about I need to fix my computer, I need to download some new drivers and all this crap, and I can't find how to get rid of it. I've been into the uninstall program to see if I can get rid of it, but nothing's showing up there.
Yeah, it's more likely a browser hijack.
Oh, okay.
When you get near Google, look up browser hijack removal. There should be a couple of pieces of software to go in and sort of remove the add-ons that have been installed in Internet Explorer.
Okay. My other question is regarding age. My computer is about 5-6 years ago old, and my wife's been on me about getting a new one.
Laptop or desktop?
I'm sorry?
Laptop or desktop?
Laptop, probably. Oof. Yeah. I'm thinking about one of those touch screens and all. Are they pretty good? I mean, the ones that allow you to touch the screen instead of having a mouse all the time.
They're nice as long as you can reach out and touch the screen. I mean, it looks like a huge tablet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The one you're replacing, is it a desktop or a laptop?
It's a laptop. Yeah. It still works fine. I mean, Windows 7, I still got plenty of hard drive on it, and it's still pretty fast, but, you know, it's starting to slow down a little bit, and I lost one of the ability to watch anything off my laptop onto it. I can't project to a TV anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It lost that functionality, so I'm kind of like, yeah, it's no big deal, but it just kind of, since we lost it, we just kind of use it just as a regular laptop.
Will, early in the conversation, you said your wife was on you to get a new computer. Does your wife tell you what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, I'm interested in hearing about that situation because it's so foreign to me.
How sad.
It's sad to me because that's not how it works at my house. But you know what? What works for you, that's great. Will, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jack.
It does sadden me when I hear that because...
Sounds like a miserable life.
It sure does, Peon. Let's go to Chris. Chris, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Howdy, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you, Chris.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just had a question. My wife's getting ready to graduate from nursing school with her master's, and I'm looking for a new laptop for a present for her, and I didn't know what your recommendation might be for... You know, maybe somebody's got, it's a, you know, a good top-of-the-line computer, something that's going to last a little while, as well as, you know, any good deals on rebates or anything like that.
I'm not aware of too many rebates currently. You can check on them when you get there. I'd go visit a big box store with a price point in mind, how much money you want to spend.
Okay.
And then for that amount of money, you want to get the biggest screen you can.
Okay.
If screens are equal, you want the fastest CPU.
Okay.
If the CPUs are equal and the screen are equal, you want the largest hard drive.
All right.
And if hard drives are equal, you want the largest amount of RAM.
All right.
And the reason is because you can, the hardest to easiest upgrade is from RAM backward.
Okay. So I appreciate it.
RAM is easy, screens are.
Hey, Frank, I get my wife this computer, I'm going to Pistols Plus and buying a bow and a new gun.
Well, you should.
Just to even it out.
That's really quality in a marriage when you do it that way. Good for you, man.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Right,
thank you, Chris. We're out of time. Before we break, though, I want to say I thank Jose for something. My old computer that I replaced, it was a second computer, but it was a Tower. It was an HP. It was like 10 years old. And I took the side off the case, and I sent Jose a picture because I did not even know what a hard drive looked like. And I said, hey, is this thing in the center of the picture of the hard drive? And he said, yeah. I can tell you something. When you don't have the right tools, getting that thing out, I finally get it out. And then you got to get in it to that disk.
Yes.
I didn't have a drill with a metal bit. I pried and wedged and popped, and I finally peeled the outer layer off, and I got in there with a hammer, and I did some major damage to that thing before I threw it away. So I feel real good that I destroyed a hard drive.
Wow.
That's a big accomplishment.
You do know that you don't have to peel it back to crush it.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, for future reference, if you just want to beat one, just get your frustration out, get you a hammer, and just go at it.
Well, it's a shiny, flat, like a CD, like a disc. Mm-hmm. And I did some major damage internally to it. So thank you for helping me find that.
You're welcome.
And that is it, folks. If you didn't get in, you need to talk to Jose. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He's brought to you by the folks at Oreck. We always thank them and hope that you will stop in sometime if you see an Oreck Home Care Center. Lots of great products for your home. Give it up again for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Running a little late. John Londoff joins us. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. You watch any of the Beatles thing last night?
No.
Pretty interesting. 50
no,
years.
We had the Whitfield High School hockey banquet, even though we're still playing playoff hockey. But this was the perfect Sunday to get everyone together and celebrate a good year and just...
How are you guys doing in the playoffs?
Well, we're 1-0, so we play in Northwest tonight at 9 o'clock out at Chesterfield Ice Rink. So,
my daughter cheers for Oakville, and they're playing a 9 o'clock game tonight in South County.
So, what does that go to, about midnight?
No, till 10:30, and then if they win, they have a 10-minute mini game. After that, so
really,
yeah, right, to determine who moves on.
So, what's new, John?
Oh, Frank, a lot's going on, but
share with us.
Well, you know, one thing is it's warming up a little bit. At least the sun is out today.
Yes,
the sun makes us all very happy. Okay, but we need some warm temperatures. There's no doubt. You know, it's just hard to keep any of our laborers outside too long, even moving cars and parking cars. But got a big warm-up coming this week, you know, a little warmer tomorrow, upper 30s Wednesday. Not to make this like a weather report, but I'm excited. We have some great weather coming. And then towards the end of the month, 50s, like consecutive days of 50-plus degrees.
Yeah, okay. Well, about time. Tonight it's -2. So yeah. we're due.
I was accentuating the positive, Frank.
I know you were.
Talking about the positive.
This
here.
Makes it even more positive, though. If you compare it to -2, bam. It's even more positive.
Just cut my legs right up from underneath me, son. No. That's my
legs. Just cut my legs right up. You know what? And I got to tell you something. This saddens the three of us right here because we leave Saturday with 100 listeners for Mexico. We don't want it to be 50, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It'll be 50 for a short time. A short time, and while it's 50 here, briefly in the day, still cold at night, 20s, 30s, it'll be mid to upper 80s for us. So
yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, we have some days next week that we can see the 60s.
Well, let me explain to you why you can't rely on that. There is no weather forecast that's good beyond 24 hours. I'm what? Telling you, there's not. Ask anybody who's ever worked in meteorology or the National Weather Service. In fact, I asked a TV meteorologist one time, how can you have a 7-day forecast on the TV weather when the National Weather Service and Flight Service will tell you they will only stand behind what they give you for 24 hours? And you know what this guy said to me? He said TV stations do it because at some point another TV station did it. So they all had to do it. And it's about a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, and if they stop
beyond
doing
2 days, it's about a 50-50 shot.
Viewers would say, "What? Where's our 7-day forecast?"
Exactly. If you went on TV and said, "We're going to tell it to you straight, 24 hours is all we'll guarantee, and that's all we're going to do," they'll switch to the other stations that give you, even if it's a bogus 7 days, they want to hear the weekend. They want to hear 7 days. Now, a lot of times they're right. They got about a 50-50 shot at being right, maybe 60%. But they can't really nail down anything beyond 24 or 36 hours. So I want to say I hope you're right, but we really don't. If we tell the truth, we want everybody here to be freezing while we're in Mexico. Sorry, that's just the truth. It's the way human nature.
What is that?
Truth.
How can you be that mean?
It's not mean.
That's
anybody
mean?
Who's ever been away somewhere
that,
warm.
That loving.
Anybody who's ever been away.
You guys are all freezing your butts off.
And that, I'm being honest.
That's nice.
But if it does get up to 60 here, we're still 20 to 25 degrees hotter.
Yeah.
Than what it would be here.
Yeah.
Like an ocean to look at.
Yeah.
And all the snow will still not be melted.
That's right.
I think that next year you should invite everyone and just pay for the trip. I mean, this way, then you could really brag about something.
You know what? You know,
we're taking all of our listeners.
You know what? That, yeah. Now, that is not a bad. So you're saying take 100 people and just pay for all of them?
You should.
Hey, you guys, let's discuss this for a second.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm going to go to my horse and ask him No. Can't do it.
We decided
we can't do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You guys weren't really talking about that. Not at all.
What?
Huh? No, we did.
Of course we were.
We discussed it.
Yeah, you heard us.
You didn't hear us?
No, you didn't.
You weren't in the huddle of the discussion.
You know, you were supposed to go.
Never in the huddle.
You and Mimi, you were supposed to go with us 1 year, and you didn't go, and Bruce Weiner went in your place with his wife, and I think he had a blast.
Mm. He had a great time.
He had a blast. You might have been able to sell.
Hey, we're going to continue to talk about.
Who knows how many cars?
You know, about selling cars here in beautiful Florence, Missouri.
About selling cars.
You would have sold
a
bunch.
We're going to be here late tonight, and it's not going to be -2 degrees. I'm looking at AccuWeather. It's talking about 4 or 5 degrees. That's balmy compared to -2.
What if you're in Mexico sitting with us, and you're sitting around the pool, and you meet some really nice listeners, and about 15 or 20 of them say, you know what, John Landoff, I didn't think you'd really be a decent guy. I thought maybe that was an act. I like you. You're all right. We get back. My family's going to all buy cars from you when we get back to St. Louis.
What kind of an accent is that with my customers?
Kind of a blue-collar accent.
No, it's not. It's kind of country.
That's Jefferson County.
I mean, you say country people can't buy cars?
Yeah, they say can. You slipped into your country. You're kind of your Tennessee, you know.
I was doing one listener. Here's another listener. You know, John, when we get back to St. Louis, I'm a transplant here from Australia. When we get back to St. Louis, we want to buy a Chevy from you. That'd be one of our listeners. Wow. I can do all the voices of all the listeners. How about this listener who's a new transplant in St. Louis from Mexico? You know, when we get back to St. Louis, I'm going to buy a car from you. I'm going to buy a Chevy from you.
Chevy?
Yeah. That's three sales right there.
How about this one? Hey, John, you got a cigarette?
What's that?
I don't know. That's just a listener that has a...
Listener that smokes a lot.
Yeah, smokes a lot.
Yeah.
But you won't see any of those sales.
You know, we're really thinking about going no smoking here at Landoff Chevrolet.
You mean in the showroom customers?
Oh, everywhere. To where even if you work here and you want to smoke, I mean, you just can't do it.
Can customers smoke in the showroom now if they're looking around?
No. We haven't.
You mean not even outside?
Not even outside.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I guess you have to have some spots for customers outside.
You're mean.
What happens when I talk to you guys? I was in a great mood. I really was.
What percentage?
How do you feel about that, Frank? And I call up, hey, how are you? Hey, you know, we're going to Mexico, and you guys are all going to freeze your butts off.
That's right. Now listen, what percentage?
That is not nice.
What percentage of your employees smoke, do you think?
I don't know. 15%.
That's all.
Yeah, let's say we got a little over 100 employees, so I'm going to say there's a... I'll say 15 with that terrible addiction.
That's not bad.
No. We've had a lot of people quit, and they feel great, and they're doing great. And
3 weeks for me.
How much is a pack of cigarettes?
It depends.
3 weeks. Peon has not had a cigarette,
buddy.
It depends on what brand you smoke. You could get those generic brands for $2 a pack.
But what's the average?
Marlboro's
price
about $5.
Yeah, about $5.
Five.
Marlboro's $5. Yeah. In the end, how many packs were you smoking a day?
Oh, not even a half pack a day.
Let's say you were smoking a pack every other day.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, $20 a week then, let's say.
Not anymore.
Good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
If somebody smokes three packs a day, that's $105 a day. $5 a week. That's $400 a month.
That's crazy.
Cigarette. Three packs a day.
And they kill yourself. I mean, just
that's
go
a
ahead
lot
say,
of cigarettes, well, too, a day.
Well, what do you think? Don't you think most smokers smoke two?
Lung cancer.
Yeah. No.
I would say
maybe a pack.
Average smoker's about a pack a day.
About a pack a day. Yeah.
What about cigars? And Frank, you smoke a cigar.
I enjoy a good cigar every once in a while.
I do too, every once in a while. But I know that they're not good either for your.
That is not true.
They are terrible for your gums if you chew on the tip.
Well, I don't chew on them.
You don't.
And, No, and my cardiologist said, he knows that I smoke a good cigar rarely, every once in a while. I don't inhale them. He said, knock yourself out. It's not going to hurt you. Now, yeah, these guys that chew down and squeeze the juice out on their gums and squeeze, you know, nicotine, yeah, that's
four out of five doctors, John, chews Dominican cigars.
That's right.
So, Frank, you don't think your cardiologist is just trying to tell you that just to, you know,
Get more business. I really don't, because he's a guy who tells me a lot of things.
He'd probably like to operate on you one of these days. Be careful.
That's all right. He's already done that.
He wants a salesman out there. I don't care.
He's already done that. But
Matt and Betsy Luchtemeyer?
How about
Matt and Betsy Luchtemeyer, Master Sergeant Matt Luchtemeyer and his lovely wife Betsy and their adorable children just moved back to the St. Louis area from London. They were based in England.
I'd like to do this. What's his last name? Luchtemeyer?
Luchtemeyer.
Like, Master Sergeant, if you're listening, I'd like to take you back to my basic training days. Here we go.
Please step aside, I'm on my way. Please step aside, I'm on my way. Going to the land of Chevrolet. Going to the land of Chevrolet. Live right, live right. Left, right, left, right. Bring it on down, Johnny Land of Chevrolet, Johnny Land of Chevrolet.
Wow.
Man, I bet you were one heck of a soldier.
No, I was horrible.
So, I don't know, but I've been told. You go to the land off, you'll be sold. Go to the land off, you'll be sold. You leave there, you'll be on your way. You leave there, you'll be on your way. Going on home in a new Chevrolet. Going on home in a new Chevrolet. Left, right, left, right. Bring it on down, bring it on down. Johnny Landoff, Chevrolet, Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's for the Master Sergeant.
Non-stop.
Master Sergeant Matt Luchtemeyer, I hope you're listening. I hope you're laughing as hard as I am over here. Man, that's unbelievable.
You walk in, say, where do you believe?
You probably get up to.
I'm done.
How many push-ups were you able to, like, knock out 50?
Barely enough to go to chow. You couldn't eat. No, you couldn't eat. If you couldn't do X number of push-ups or pull-ups, they wouldn't let you eat. You could not get in the mess.
One way to get to Pinion, we tell him he don't get to eat until he does his 50 push-ups.
And that is exactly.
Push-ups out then.
That's exactly what happened. You miss about two meals, you'll figure out how to do push-ups.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Couldn't do them now.
Next time we go out, we're going to have a contest of push-ups. The least amount of push-ups has to pay the bill.
No, we're not doing that.
No?
We'll never do that. Yeah.
So
I just go ahead and pay.
Matt and Betsy and their beautiful family and their beautiful three-quarter ton Chevy Silverado 2014 Silverado Truck of the Year, Truck of the Century, the greatest truck ever. I mean, man, I'm telling you what, unbelievable. Great truck. You got to drive one. I think I'm going to let you drive one for a few days, Frank.
Have you got a cold?
No, I'm just...
You're still snorting there.
Oh, yeah. It's cold outside. Mimi had me run around Forest Park yesterday morning.
Sounds great.
About 10 minutes into the run, and I'm like, all of the paths weren't, you know,
lucky.
Doubly cleared, so we're running on the streets, and she looks back at me because, of course, she's like a mile ahead of me.
Car!
She goes, isn't it beautiful out here? And I'm like, beautiful? You know, my lungs were about to come up out of my throat. Isn't it beautiful out here? It's freezing cold, and the old guy is like really running hard and sweating, and then our son was in a big softball tournament. Forest Park, I mean, in a cold,
you know,
country, beautiful. I mean, there were thousands of young men and women down there playing softball.
Yesterday?
What?
Yesterday they were playing softball?
Yeah, yesterday.
Wow.
This is how different.
So after we run for an hour, and I'm soaking wet, and now we go walking for 15 to 20 minutes in the snow, because we had to find her little 24-year-old baby, Johnny the Third, to say hello. So, as you know, as she waves, hi, she goes, I see him, there he is, he's catcher. Like he was like 8 or 9 or 10 playing baseball, you know?
That's how Mimi talks.
This is so amazing how different our marriages are. The last time my wife said, hey, you want to go to Forest Park and walk or run and then walk? I said, shut up, get back in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That was the whole conversation.
Make some cornbread.
Yeah, make some cornbread. Shut up. That was the whole conversation. It was the end of it.
Make some cornbread. I hope she'd say, give me 25 push-ups, I'll make cornbread for you.
She would never say that to me. She said, I'm sorry, I forgot my place.
She would not.
That's what she said. No, hey, we're out of time. What do you want to sell real quickly? If you're on a game show and they said you have 30 seconds to sell something, what would you sell?
We're giving great deals right now. You're kidding me? Chevy Sparks, 11.9. Chevy Sonics, 13.9. Chevy Cruze, 15.9. Don't stop there. 21.9 for Chevy Equinox. We are here to sell and deliver and make your dreams come true. The Luke DeMeyers from England coming back to the United States. Then they have to, they're going to be stationed in North Dakota in 2 weeks. So they get to hang out in balmy St. Louis, and then they're, you know, he said, yeah, he checked the weather. It was 27 below zero where they're they said, North Dakota. God, that's cold. So there's always an area that's colder and nastier than it is here. And, hey, again, while you guys are probably going to get some kind of a terrible disease, where are you going again?
Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. San
terrible
Mexico.
Disease.
Water.
Oh.
Do not drink the water. Don't
well,
drink the water.
Nobody drinks the water. You drink bottled water, and the resort water is fine.
What about when you take a shower? Don't you ever sometimes get water in your mouth and
no, that's the resort. No, I don't get water in my mouth. I take a shower.
Well, you do like keep your lips all pressed together to make sure you don't get any water in your mouth.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of conversation is this? Mm. How are your lips pressed together when you're in the shower? What the heck?
Well, you can't let the water fall in your mouth.
Well, I don't.
No, you're
fine. I don't
fine.
Drink shower water.
But you, what do you take like a 30-second shower?
No, no.
Probably more like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I like a shower. I love standing in a shower.
Okay.
Do you give them the phone number?
I want to talk to you anymore about your showering.
Thank you. We're out of time 10 minutes ago. Did you give them the phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. You got it. Lawnduff.com. That's how the Luke DeMeyers bought their truck from England. We did video. We did unbelievable. Sweetheart people.
Somebody's calling you.
Yeah, no, I got it. Somebody's
calling. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep your mouth closed in the shower.
Thank you. Bye. What kind of question is
he's
that?
He's trying to put it down, Ron.
Do you? Yeah. Do you drink shower? He's trying to make us think, oh, you're going to go and you're going to get sick. How many times have we been to Mexico and nobody?
Yeah,
be
five
sick.
Or six. Yeah.
The resort water is filtered. Everything. You don't go into town and into some little village or town shop and go, hey, can I go back in the back into your private little restroom and drink water out of your sink? You're not going to do that.
No.
Well, he's mad because he didn't go. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Oh, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have a couple of accidents. The first one is eastbound 70 at Jennings Station. Two left lanes are blocked, just the right lane getting through. You're backed up almost to Bermuda. Got another crash on southbound 55 south of Highway M. Only the right lane is open. This was a crossover accident from a northbound driver. So right now you are backed up. Approaching Highway M. We also have another crash on southbound 141 south of Conway Road. Looking at other traffic, you've got normal slowdowns now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. A little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 70, you're running slow from about St. Louis Avenue to the Edward Jones Dome. I should say that's now 44, so eastbound 44. And then as you're coming in from we've got westbound 70 at 370. You've got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone. If your tires aren't working as hard as you do, they're not working hard enough. Firestone tires offer power and durability that keeps up with you wherever the road leads. Time and time again, Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Tuesday show brings your restaurant Tuesday. Vito's in the Valley. Also, George Mahey and STL Wine Girl pop in to help us with that feature. And then Ponch in the House. That's right, from Chips. Eric Estrada on the broadcast. A busy Tuesday. We need to do it without you. See you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. This summer, travel with YMT Vacations and other Big 550 KTRS listeners to Alaska, nature's largest stage, with soaring mountains, icy fjords, and abundant wildlife. Holland America and YMT have put together a special tour departing August 7th. Just listen to this. 12 days, including the historic 7-day Inside Passage cruise from only $3,078, including taxes and airfare from St. Louis. Plus, for a limited time, save up to $200 for a balcony. You'll fly to Anchorage Ridge. Then travel the park's highway to Talkeetna. See the Iditarod Sled Dog headquarters near Wasilla. And enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley. In Seward, you'll board the MS Oosterdam and cruise Alaska's thousand-mile corridor to spectacular Glacier Bay, Juneau, Haines, and Ketchikan. Alaska at its best. Call 1-888-817-8360. Experience nature's largest stage this summer. 1-888-817-8360.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
So what does an RV cost? $100, $200, $500 a month? The answer is any of the above. New, used, folding campers, or travel trailers and motorhomes, with all the comforts of home. If you can't buy now, you can rent a motorhome, travel trailer, or tent trailer. Now's the time to make reservations. Go to BuyerlyRV.com or call 636-938-2018.
For the rest of your life.
Buyerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buyerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve White with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1. Listen to the Retire Worry Free Show heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2. Call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3. Relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Or download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app. It's a great app. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. Well, the Winter Olympics are underway in Sochi, Russia. Anybody watch the Olympics so far?
I heard about it. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, underway right now, Frank, actually, in a little place called Sochi in Russia. Last night I saw a guy complete a triple axel and a reverse figure eight, and that was just while I was driving home to watch the Olympics.
Ice weather.
Yeah.
Now, the U.S. always does pretty good at the Olympics. Here's the bad news, though. America is now so broke, every time we win a gold medal, we have to give it to China.
Yeah, that's true.
Never too bad. Actually, because the Winter Olympics are in Russia, instead of gold medals, local organizers are presenting winners with something a little more valuable, a potato and a roll of toilet paper. And finally this afternoon, here's your ridiculous story of the day. Florida lawmakers are working on a bill that would allow students to shape their fingers like guns without being punished.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Yeah, Florida's calling it the Stand Your Playground Law.
That's a good one.
Bill Cleveland, Simon, brought to you this afternoon by the Clean Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. There goes Bill. The Playhouse is on the way. I have a joke by request. It won't be long. The Engelbert Humperdinck joke will be up.
Oh, yeah.
You remember his real name?
It's not Yeah, I can't.
Arnold Dorsey is his name. How in the world did they come up with Engelbert Humperdinck?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's coming, but not today. We got another one today. Ballast Dental Care. I'm saying hello to everybody who might right now have be leaving or just left Ballast Dental Care today. Maybe you were there for your first ever visit to Ballast Dental Care. Thank you for that. I am 2 months away from the 41-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. It's a lot of years. That's a lot of time sitting in that chair. When I first went there, like you, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know the dentist's name. I just had the name Ballast Dental Care. One of our other advertisers, if I said the name, you'd all know who it is, has just now started going there. He's now been three times. And he sent me a text, and he said, wow, he said, everything you said about this place is absolutely true and more. I'm glad that he's there as a new patient. I'll be glad to find out, folks, that you are there as new patients. They'd be happy to have you. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away. Playhouse coming. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.